and didn't leaf out, and that's usually a sign to me of desiccation. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join us, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
Is it your time for the win of a lifetime? Because it's Calgary Stampede Lottery's time. Win over $2.3 million in prizes, including the $1.49 million Dream Home. Buy tickets today for a chance to win our Early Bird Prize, a 2025 GMC Yukon Denali, valued at over $100,000. Get your tickets before time runs out at calgarystampede.com/lotteries. Tickets sold only in Alberta. 18 plus, please play responsibly. License number 730-163-165 and 166.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 13 degrees at 10 o'clock here in Calgary. What's being called Canada's most ambitious Indigenous-led land development project, TAZA will soon be the home to many Calgarians in a year's time. Located in the southwest, the community will be designed in partnership with the Tsuut'ina Nation. President of the TAZA Development Corporation, James Robertson, says he's continually impressed.
Their business expertise is phenomenal, and they're willing to work with us to find the right balance between things that reflect their culture and their values, but at the same time appeal to the larger community in the Calgary region.
Achieving growth and prosperity by developing this piece of land is a vision held by Tsuut'ina leaders since the 1970s. King Charles is set to open Parliament and deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday, the first time a British monarch has done so in almost 50 years. Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Liberal government asked the King to read the speech, which is meant to send a clear signal beyond Canada's borders. Carney said Canada has, quote, a steadfast defender in our sovereign, unquote, one day before he announced the King's visit. It will be the first visit to Canada by King Charles since his coronation. The Liberal caucus meets today in Ottawa to consider a process for removing an unpopular party leader. It's a meeting that follows Liberal MP's roller coaster experience with former leader Justin Trudeau, who rejected calls from caucus to step down weeks before finally announcing his resignation. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre will address his caucus today before MPs return to the House of Commons without him.
On April 28th, Canadians elected 144 Conservatives in the federal election, but Poilievre's long-held Ottawa Carleton seat was not one of them. And now Tory MP Damien Couric plans to temporarily give up his seat in Alberta to allow Poilievre to run there in a by-election. In the meantime, former party leader Andrew Scheer will serve as leader of the official opposition in the House of Commons. Poilievre has already assigned 73 people as critics on specific files. The House of Commons will open tomorrow with the selection of a House Speaker, and then a visiting King Charles will deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday. Diana Messina, The Canadian Press.
In sports, the Calgary Stampeders head coach Dave Dickinson was satisfied after the team built up a 21-1 lead at halftime and then coasted to a 31-4 preseason win over the visiting Edmonton Elks last night.
You know, we did play a lot of our starters, and they played well. And, in Edmonton's first game, so I kind of felt like our starters needed to do that. We wouldn't knock the team we're going to want to be. We did take a lot of penalties. Some of them were just dumb penalties, but I consider kind of selfish penalties, you know, over-aggression. So we need to clean that up.
The Stamps are done their preseason play and will kick things off on June 7th against the visiting Hamilton Tiger Cats. Elsewhere in sports, the Edmonton Oilers will be looking to grab a 2-1 lead in their NHL Western Conference Final Series today when they host the Dallas Stars in a rare afternoon game at Rogers Place. And in baseball, the visiting Toronto Blue Jays will try to avoid a series sweep when they face the Tampa Bay Rays today in the third game of their weekend series. Global News Sky Tracker weather. We have a sunny day here in Calgary as we're getting up to our high of 26. The clear skies will last throughout the day into tonight, falling down to an overnight low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow, we have some clear skies at first, but then a mix of sun and clouds and a 30% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms in the afternoon as we get up to our high of 26 degrees. Tuesday, we're going to get up to a high of 26 once again with some sun. Wednesday, more sun and a high of 27 degrees. It is 13 right now here in Calgary. Breaking news when it happens. Our next scheduled newscast will be at 10:30. I'm Zach Ferguson.
Feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. You could win the bonus prize of an incredible truck and RV package or cash. The bonus deadline is June 20th. Get your tickets today.
License 730-858. 18 plus. Play responsibly.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Looking for the ultimate golf getaway? At St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, you're in charge. With their customizable summer stay and play packages, you can build the perfect experience. Starting from $379, your package includes one round for two golfers, a power cart, and one night accommodation in their beautiful resort, nestled in the scenic Cranbrook area. Stay for a night or a week. Design your dream golf escape. Book your stay today at steugene.ca.
Drought Fighter and Disease Control are both included with every Green Drop program at no extra cost. Since 1979, Green Drop has been making beautiful weed-free lawns guaranteed. Book today.
Canada's lawn expert since 1979. Visit greendrop.com.
Gardeners are a rare breed. They need special treatment.
And that's why we have Merle Coombs and Let's Talk Gardening.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. If you'd like to join me, phone lines are wide open. We're here for two more hours. We're going to be here till noon today answering all of your gardening questions. So hopefully Isaac can all stick with me that long and help me keep the conversation going. Again, that's 403-974-8255. And we do have a Tammy on the line. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. I have a ponytail palm that's grown right to the top of my 8-foot ceiling. And
holy.
Yeah. Well, I've had it for over 40 years. So
okay.
A teeny weeny thing from the zoo when I bought it years ago.
Yeah.
And so I have to cut it off. But I just don't know, like, how far, or do I need to leave some leaves? Like, I would prefer it to be shorter.
No, so a lot of those ones, they're very similar, like, because as it grows up, it's very similar, like, to Dracaena marginata or some of the yuccas, things like that. You'll see, like, when they propagate them, like, when you see a smaller yucca in the nursery. The only thing is it's going to create a different look, like, because your ponytail palm typically grows from the top.
Yeah, that was my next question. Can I trim any of the roots to kind of keep it smaller? Like, it's in a...
No,
you know, it's,
and they're a bit slower growing, but, yeah, it's amazing that you've got it that high, which is great. But that just tells me that you're doing such a good job. And have you ever got any little babies coming out the bottom or anything from it?
Well, I did a few years ago, but I took them off because I thought it would kind of ruin the look of the plant, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So
So those you could start, but you could just, you go down about 3 or 4 feet if you wanted to, and just, you could just cut straight across and it'll send out 3 or 4 sprouts from that spot.
Okay. I'm going to have to use a saw to cut it.
Yeah.
Quite the trunk or whatever you call it on there.
Yeah.
And you don't recommend just leave the roots alone? Like, I keep putting it in a bigger pot. The roots are really compacted in the pot last fall when I transplanted it.
And they're used to that. Like, the palm trees are good. So I wouldn't worry about that. It's just the ponytail palm. It is one that... Typically, you don't see them cut back because, to be honest, to get that high is good. So, but you can do it because you can see where all the little lines are as it's been growing. It keeps sending out new growth.
Yeah.
So just cut straight across, and then if you get a candle, and just drip the wax on top after. Let it dry for a day, and then just drip the wax on top so it's nice and clean.
Okay.
And just do that. Or lac balsam. We have a bark replacement. You could use that.
Okay.
Just to seal
but
up that.
Don't
use.
Really have any other choice but to cut it, right, at this point.
I've no, got and you'll be one. Fine. And what you'll see will happen, it'll send out all the way around okay. the diameter of the trunk. It'll send out new sprouts. So
okay.
it'll be fine. So just
okay.
pick your height. If you wanted to squat your eye level or a little bit lower or whatever, pick your height. Just okay. do a nice straight cut across and
okay.
and let it sit for a day and then seal it up with some wax
okay.
or lac balsam, the bark
okay.
replacement, and
okay.
let it do its thing. And, yeah, take it before and after. Send me, and I'm curious to see how it goes. I look forward to see when it sends out some sprouts.
Okay.
But right now is a good time because the days are longer now. It's getting lots of sun.
Give
so
it lots
you
of
should
sun.
See. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Man, to get something like that big is phenomenal. So it's pretty cool. And let's go to Dave. Good morning, Dave. Okay. All right. Let's go to Irene. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I have a hawthorn tree that's...
Okay.
It's at least, I would say it's 25 years old. I think it's fully grown. And for the last 3 years, it has been not doing well, like getting worse every year. And unfortunately, I looked up the history of them, and they don't like soil that doesn't drain well. And
they don't like to be stuck in like really wet soil.
Well, what happens in the winter, if we get a Chinook, the water comes down, off the eave troughs, and then we have, the last few years we've had those Chinooks and a lot of snow melt, and then it turns to ice, and it's sitting in ice until spring. So I don't know if that's it, but anyway, it has...
No, I think it's probably a bit of winter desiccation, too.
But even if it's soaked in the fall...
Yeah, but hawthorns need to be pruned out. They do get a bit, they get a bit gnarly as they get
terrible.
Older. So they need to get thinned out a bit, and some of the deadwood and things like that with them.
I see. So, I noticed even the main branch, there is nothing on it for about 15 inches.
Yeah,
there are
so
some branches.
It does need some probably dead damage disease.
At the very end.
Yeah, so and that's very similar to the picture of the Amur maple I was talking about earlier, or Amur cherry, sorry. And the hawthorn's very similar to that. I would recommend a really good couple doses of Rage Plus.
Oh, I have
Rage
that.
It up. Or, yeah, give it a, fill up 3 or 4 big buckets, mix it up, pour it in around the drip system, and that'll help push life back into that. And I would recommend calling the arborist out. Give Mark a call, prune it up. He can come out, have a look at it, and remove any dead, damaged, disease branching in there, and help that along because they do need a bit of maintenance. Like all of our trees.
So I'm in High River. Do they come to High River?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's closer there than going to Northwest almost.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
all right.
your program.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. Thanks, Irene.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. It is a partnership, these talk shows. For me to talk on this end, I need people on the other end. It definitely makes it easier. Speaking of that, phone lines are open, 403-974-8255. I'm going to go to a Kelly Makes It Easier. Speaking of that, phone lines are open, 403-974-8255. I'm going to go to a couple texts. Good morning, Merle. It's Mark from Drumheller. I'm frustrated a bit by the crabgrass that keeps creeping into my lawn from the town's utility lot next to my yard. Can you guys go over some tips? With the quackgrass, crabgrass, there's really only one solution is try and get your lawn as healthy as possible. Our greened up lawn fertilizer does help choke out the quackgrass. But when it comes in, Roundup is the only really solution is put a 4-inch tube or something like that, a small piece of pipe or old coffee can or a soup can over top, spray down into those areas and then kill off the quack grass and let it totally die before you dig it out, because it'll have long root system. And then even into their corridor, where you come in from the town's utility, just spray into there 3 or 4 feet. And then once it's dead, maybe put a little bit of loam on it, throw a little bit of good grass seed in there, and then try and create that barrier is what I would recommend, Mark, because, it's one of the toughest weeds out there. And the more you pull it, the more you dig it, the more it's going to come. It breaks the roots and it's sort of like aerating. It'll just send up twice as many. So you don't want to do that. The Roundup is your best solution for that grass. And, it's in there. I got a couple patches in my grass and it is frustrating. Like my grass is super thick. I use the Green Up lawn fertilizer. It's kept it at bay, but there's still a couple spots where before I moved in here, there was a fair bit of the crabgrass in there. And, I've been tempted just to dig it out, spray that area, dig it out and just resaw it a couple spots and start fresh, because it is a bit frustrating when you get your grass growing, because it grows a little bit faster than the Kentucky bluegrass and the other fescues. So you'll start seeing those bigger, thicker leaves ahead of your nice blades of grass. So anyways, hopefully that helps, Mark down there in Drumheller. All right, let's go. Good morning. I have 4 Grainsbill plants, 3 summers in. It has never bloomed. It's robust, healthy, but never bloomed. I'm not too sure what to do with them to get them bloomed. I fertilized past seasons, but maybe the problem is too much fertilizer. I would just make sure you're using the proper fertilizer, 15, 30, 15. Make sure it has a high middle number and not just like a 30, 10, 10 or something like that. And they do like a fair bit of light. So ensure that it's getting a good sunshine, and that should help get that thing blooming. Cause typically it sounds like it's growing well, looks good, but make sure it's getting lots of sun, and then that should definitely help with that. I'm going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll take some calls. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
When you get into a new Tundra, you might suddenly find yourself towing a vintage wooden boat to the lake. Not because you know anything about boats or wood, but because you know you can. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $6,699 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Plan a group camping adventure for your friends and family at Aspen Crossing. Aspen Crossing has multiple group sites available, including full-service sites with power, water, and sewer. Ask about their upgraded group camping experience that includes a hot tub, sauna, pool table, and more. Aspen Crossing can provide catering for your group, or you can enjoy dinner in their dining car or tavern. And with train excursions, swimming, pickleball, ice cream shop, and more, there's no shortage of fun for everyone. Reserve today before sites are booked up at aspencrossing.com.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Get an exciting new look, support local manufacturing, and get our best price of the year. It's a great time to visit Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Save 30% on furniture that's upholstered right here in Calgary. Find a style you love and then personalize it with fabric that complements your living space perfectly. And you can do it at Birchwood's best price of the year. Support local and save 30% for a limited time at Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Visit birchwoodfurniture.ca.
Let's go!
Cheese! There's so much flavor.
Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
What did you guys make?
The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef. I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
brought to you by Think Turkey, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
Live healthy, live happy, live in a loving community. Welcome to the Manor Village, a place where seniors have fun together while living a full life. The Manor Village is more than a beautiful residence. They surround seniors with wonderful people that treat your loved ones with respect, kindness, and care. Experience elevated senior living with fitness and entertainment programs, Red Seal culinary experiences, and more. Manor Village, the community with heart. See all 9 locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com.
Let's talk gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening, and Let's Talk Gardening is brought to you by Spruce It Up Calgary's year-round full-service garden center. Spruce it up, green it up, prune it up. We got you covered. And if you'd like to give me a call, 403-974-8255. And we are here for another hour and a half. We're going to go right till noon today. So if you'd like to give us a shout or give me a shout, Terry's back in the tree lot answering your questions live and in person out there at the garden center. Want to ensure that everybody's getting the right information out there. We're going to go to the phone line right now. I'm going to go to Colleen. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. I have a problem with Potentella.
Okay.
I have let them grow up to be too big, and yep. It's up. I have a three-tier bank, I guess you could call it, and the soil is good, but with us being so dry in the last few years, it seems like they don't really produce very well, and I don't really
so
know.
They love being trimmed back, so just rejuvenate them. Cut them right down to the ground if you want, 3 or 4 inches. Or you can just trim 4 or 5 inches off the top, just round off. You probably have lots of old, this dead, gnarly-looking wood.
Do.
Yep.
I do.
Potentillas, so I get that every 3 or 4 years. I just shave them off. And usually every spring I'll just take 2 or 3 inches and then reshape them into a nice round ball. But if there's lots of dead all the way through it, I'll take them right down to the ground and let them rejuvenate. So at that time I'd give them a good watering. And then I'd give them a good fertilizer, like with a 15-30-15 or a 20-20-20, one of those two ones, and you'd be perfect.
Okay, so cut them right back to the ground, I think, is the best thing, because otherwise they're ugly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and you'll be amazed how fast they come up.
Okay, because I have them coming up the stairs, like I made a rock staircase out of real rock.
Yep.
And I have them to the side, and they're just overgrown and too big, right?
So they respond really well. Yeah, they respond really well to rejuvenation. I would never hesitate with the potentillas to do that. And then again, like I said, every spring after you do that one, let them grow nice and fresh. And the next spring, just take a hedge trimmer or your trimmers, and just take 3 or 4 inches off the top every year, and you'll get nice new growth all the time.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Now, with hydrangeas, would they do well, like the bank faces east? Could I put them in that tier, do you think?
You could definitely use the Incredible or the Annabelle hydrangea. They grow in part shade to part shade or full sun, but they're the only ones that would absolutely, the Annabelle would love it on that east side. And absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like something big that's showy. So that sounds like what I need to do. Okay,
yeah, and then there's
good.
Some really good, there's some other shade plants. You could do some hostas. And if those potentilla are in that area too, they do require a bit more sun. So if it starts getting shady, a bit overgrown, that could also add to the look of your potentillas if they're not getting enough sun.
Okay. And if they're not getting enough sun, I would know
they're easy to move.
Next year. Oh, are they?
Yep, I've dug them right up, and they actually transplant really quite well. So when I do it, I cut them right down, dig them out at that time, and then just transplant them and let them grow new in the new spot. Then it's a lot easier to transplant when they've been cut back as well.
Okay, so then what would you suggest if I take them out of there? What would you suggest I put there?
I would look at doing Ligularias, Annabelle hydrangeas, Bruneria, hostas, There's bleeding hearts. There's lots of great shade plants that you can put in that spot.
And
that
will
just flourish in there.
Spirea, would they do well there or no?
Depends how much sun does it get. Like you kind of like 3 or 4 hours in the morning or?
Oh, no, it probably gets quite a bit more. I would say at least 6 hours.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, spirea should be fine.
Okay.
And if it's getting that much of potentilla, it might be okay. Yeah, maybe just try the cutting back and do that, because that's usually 6 hours or less. I 6 hours or more, I considered almost full sun. If it's good bright sun, that's enough to keep some of those things, like potentillas. But like you said, they do prefer it to be a little bit warmer.
Warmer.
Yeah. So you could probably do any of the daylilies would do great in there. We have such a great selection. If you're near us, come down to Spruce.
Oh, how I wish I was. I'm way up by Wainwright, so I'm a long way.
Away. you have some good stuff up there, though. So how far is Wainwright from Edmonton?
A couple hours. Well, about three hours. Still, 3 hours.
Okay, so still a ways away.
Yeah.
So you're closer to Red Deer then, right? Is that
No. We're 3 hours away from Red Deer, too, from Edmonton. So
We're
kind of towards the east side of Alberta.
Okay. Yeah. So try and find some if you're close to maybe into Saskatchewan even. But I'm at the Garden Center, find something, make a day trip. There's lots of good ones in that little circle if you either go to Edmonton or Red Deer or into Saskatoon or Regina. There's lots of great garden centers. So
sure. Okay, well, thank you, but I enjoy your program. You're very good at what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for listening.
Okay, very good. Thanks for
your
advice.
Colleen.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye
you
now.
Too. Bye-bye. And that's the problem, too, when we're growing our plants and we're growing our gardens, is this also as they grow, we tend to sometimes they lose their light, what they had earlier, and ensuring that we're fertilizing and cutting back in the dead, damaged disease. Your gardens need maintenance and pruning your larger trees, cutting out any of the dead wood and things like that. Like if they have tuberts or poplars, any of the aspens, and ensuring that you're just looking through those, branching to see what's going on. Because if they get let go, especially some of the faster growing trees, even like tuberts, poplars, willows, if you do some good proper structural pruning when they're young, it really helps that tree as it gets older. It's not growing with a bunch of crisscrossing branching and things like that, and that's where the disease starts. So if you do some good structural pruning, and it's usually every 2 to 3 years is when they're younger, you can get in there and do that. It makes all the difference as that tree grows, because it's going to give you a nice structure, going to be able to withstand the healthy growth, and then be able to withstand if we get those heavy snowfalls, things like that. It definitely make a big difference as that grows. So, yeah, just have a look at those things with your trees and shrubs, ensure you're doing the maintenance, feeding, and it will respond great for you with lots of blooms and growth and nice, healthy looks in your yard. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
Now open. Discover the brand new Heartwood Show Home from Bedrock Homes. Be one of the first 15 buyers and lock in special low introductory pricing. Choose the spacious Stella, a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with double front garage, over 2,000 square feet, all for under $699K. Or go with one of our single family rear lane homes, starting under $599K. Bedrock Homes. Move in ready and quick possession, front drive or lane. It's your style, your home. Visit our show home in the community of Heartwood today, or visit us at bedrockhomes.ca.
Overnight Expedite is here to keep your packages and parcels moving. With Overnight Expedite's XPAC mailbag service, you can ship almost anywhere in Alberta with next day delivery for just $12 plus GST. No hidden fees, no hassle. From Edmonton to Medicine Hat, from Grand Prairie to Red Deer, One Transport Group are Alberta's locally owned courier service. Overnight Expedite, proudly part of One Transport Group. Overnight Expedite. When time matters, they deliver. Visit shipexpedite.com today to learn more.
Alberta has always been good to us. Its lands have fed and nourished us. its pioneering spirit, fueling and pushing us forward. It's a place that has what we want, what we need, what the world needs. So let's raise a glass for Alberta. From Alberta. Visit raiseaglassab.ca to support Alberta's brewers and distillers. Brought to you by AGLC and Travel Alberta.
He's tapped into the stories of our province, our country, our world. Shea Ganim.
And he's taller than he sounds on the radio.
Shea Ganim, every weekday from 9 to noon. QR Calgary.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Canada Post says it's set to meet with negotiators from the union today as a national ban on overtime for postal workers stretches through the weekend. A spokesperson for the Postal Service says today's meeting will be the first of the weekend. King Charles is set to open Parliament and deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday, the first time a British monarch has done so in almost 50 years. It'll be the first visit to Canada by King Charles and Queen Camilla since his coronation 2 years ago. The Liberal caucus meets in Ottawa today to consider a process for removal of an unpopular party leader. Meantime, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre was expected to address his caucus today in remarks that were set to be open to the media. And at least 14 Palestinians were killed by Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight, including a mother and two children inside a tent. From the Canadian Press, I'm Lisa Laporte.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants. Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference, from bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
Let's get our garden on with Spruce It Up Garden Center. With Calgary's largest selection of annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs, our trees and shrubs come with a 2-year warranty for the greenest grass on the block. Use our Green It Up lawn fertilizer, and our landscape design and construction department are ready to go. For your trees, we have Prune It Up with ISA certified arborists that are ready to help you with all of your tree and shrub care needs. Calgary's full service garden center. Spruce It Up, Green It Up, Prune It Up. We got you covered.
Let's talk gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs and taking your calls, 403-974-8255. Getting quite a few calls regarding leaf damage already. This is the time when those little caterpillars come out. All the new foliage is soft and supple. It's easy for the bugs to get in there and eat those up. So what you'd want to do is, as well, is have a product called BTK, and it works great for caterpillars at this time of year. So just keep an eye out, because it goes quick. I've seen three or four people send me pictures of their delphiniums and hollyhocks, and they're kind of all deformed on the top. It's just when they get in there and chew away and start sucking all the nutrients out of there, that's what those little beggars are. So if you can do that, that would be great. Let's go to the phone line. We're going to go to Libby. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Merle. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Two quick questions. Our daughter has 3 acres in Dewinton, and I've got a rhubarb plant that I'm wanting to give them. It's, compared to other people's rhubarb, we live in Sundance. It's not that big right now. It's only maybe at the most 12 inches. Is it an okay time to transplant that down to the acreage?
You should be able to. They're pretty tough. Like, I've dug those up. I would just do it early in the morning or when it's cool, and just get it into the ground right away when you get it over to the your daughter's place, and then you should be fine.
Okay.
But, yeah, do it early in the morning is the best time, and, you should be fine.
Good. Another quick question. You were talking about watering in the fall ashes, I believe, and I'm assuming that all trees can benefit from having a good soaking in the fall. They're getting
absolutely
5-foot poplars delivered in June and a couple of willows. I'm assuming those trees should be watered in really well in the fall too.
Yeah, and so what, they're doing a shelter belt sort of thing, or getting some of those?
Yeah, well, not exactly. They don't have enough money to do a whole shelter belt, but they just, they're in the middle of the Bald Prairie, basically. They planted actually a few fruit trees like 2 years ago, and they're doing okay. But and then just in terms of watering in, is there a fertilizer that's recommended in the fall?
Yep. And same with for the rhubarb. Use a 15-30-15. When they get those new poplars, if they sort of clear a trench, are they doing them in a row or just going to plant them kind of all over the place?
Not all over the place. They'll be somewhat together. I don't know if they're going to do like a star shape or a line.
Sort of five. It's just important if they could space them out like 20 feet apart and then some bark mulch around them.
Okay.
And it just really helps because they're going to be out there. It's going to get hard, and then you kind of forget to water them later on in the summer. Because we look after all our babies early on for the first couple of weeks, and then something else starts happening. And then I also probably would recommend is even putting some deer fencing and stuff around them. Because the more of that stuff you start putting out, especially with the fruit trees out in that DeWinton area, you're going to see a lot of deer start cruising into there, and they can make havoc of your hard work in one day. So,
okay, sounds good. So 20 feet apart. And should they fertilize them as soon as they're planted in June?
Yeah, water them in really well, 15-30-15.
Yeah,
and then even get some of that Mike's product, put it around the roots. That makes a big difference.
What's that?
It's Mike. It's a mycorrhiza. You rub it on the roots of your plants, and it just really helps with root growth.
Okay.
Like at our store, if you're buying the mics with the trees and you apply it actually extends the warranty to 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting. And so interesting that – and the fertilizer doesn't change in the fall. It's still 15-30-15.
Yeah, that's all I would do in the fall. And again, but let it slow down, and then you can fertilize – and like I don't fertilize anything past mid-July to the end of July, kind of stop then, and then wait till the tree starts losing its leaves, and then you can give it a shot of fertilizer at that time. So that way it stores it for the spring, so it's there first thing when it takes off.
Okay, super, super. Thank you so much. Love your show, Merle. You're great.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Take
I appreciate
care.
It, Libby. Take
All
care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm on an acreage northeast of Calgary, and years ago we planted Northwest poplars, and they're all from the same batch, and right now we've got a serious poplar gall mite problem.
Yeah. You could call an arborist to come out and have a look and see what kind of treatment they can help you with. It might need some injection or some pruning, depending on how bad it is.
Oh, it's pretty bad. It's gotten way on us for quite a while now, so I don't know if there's much we can do. But can you recommend any particular arborist?
How far? Whereabouts are you?
Northeast of Calgary, about 45 miles.
Okay. If there's someone in that area, but I'm not sure if Mark goes out that far, but he might come out that far with pruning it up. You could give Mark a call.
And who is
and
that again?
I'm trying to think who's up north there. Because you're closer to Calgary than any other place.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Give Mark a shout at the store here, or you can go online and you can fill out the form and include a couple of pictures for him, and then he can have a look, and he might be able to help you out that way as well.
Could you repeat your company name?
The website? Yeah, it's under Spruce It Up Garden Center.
Okay. Thank you very much.
If you go there, the hit on the Prune It Up tab, and then there's a questionnaire. You just fill it out, and then that goes into our system, and then they'll reach out and set you up with an appointment.
Okay. SpruceItUp.com?
Yep, SpruceItUpGardenCenter.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye. See, and that's the other thing. That those are those issues I was just talking about earlier. If you get your trees on a good maintenance program and a lot of those things, a lot of those will get identified early. If you have an arborist or somebody coming in every 2 or 3 years, they can sort of cut those things off at the pass. So if they start seeing some issues, we can recommend the right treatment and removing any dead damage or disease branching, especially on poplars, things like that. That's where we can circumvent any of those long-term diseases and problems. So let your tree grow nice and old and be healthy when it's in the older days of its life. Nothing worse than an unhealthy, big, old poplar that's branches are breaking off, falling all over. So ensure that your trees are getting looked after all the way through its lifespan. It makes a big, big difference. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join me, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
Gord Gillies here with Debbie Franchuk, RN and co-owner of Homestead. Debbie, is it safe to say that the vast majority of seniors want to stay in their homes as long as possible?
Gord, numerous surveys and studies have shown that 80 to 90% of seniors want to stay at home. It's a fact.
Just being around their stuff, their lifetime, and history has to be good for their physical and mental health.
Absolutely. Home sweet home. It's extremely disruptive to anyone when they have to pick up and move their cherished belongings to somewhere strange. And moving doesn't always mean getting care. We may have just moved the four walls and not improved the situation at all.
What if your loved one has more
change? And moving doesn't always mean getting care. We may have just moved the four walls and not improved the situation at all.
What if your loved one has more complex needs?
Well, we care for all types of clients at Homestead, including those with higher care needs. We can help them too.
When your elderly loved one needs more care, choose Homestead as your care partner. Homestead provides highly personalized home care for the loved ones in your life, wherever they call home. Visit homesteadcalgary.com.
I'm Susan Holzman with the Calgary Children's Foundation. QR Calgary is happy to welcome Agnew Insurance, representing cooperators, as our hero of the month. Agnew Insurance is well known for their outstanding service when it comes to your insurance and financial needs. What you might not know is their dedication to their community and local charities. This month, Agnew Insurance will be making a generous donation to the Calgary Children's Foundation to help make the lives of children better in our community. Join QR Calgary as we salute Agnew Insurance as our hero of the month.
You're approaching retirement. It's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. But have you only thought about the money?
What about the lifestyle you want to enjoy? Traveling, purchasing a vacation property, helping your family get a head start in life. These are the experiences that make up your retirement.
I'm Dave Popowich.
And I'm Faisal Carmelli, and we're the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group with CIBC Woodgundy.
We work exclusively with people who are approaching or living in retirement.
You've spent your entire career building a good life for you and your family. Why should you give that up in retirement? We've retired hundreds of times with Albertans just like you.
How are you picturing your retirement? Our knowledge and expertise can help make it a reality.
You wouldn't go to a family doctor for heart surgery. You need a specialist.
So when it comes to planning for your retirement, don't settle for anything less than a retirement transition specialist.
We'll help ensure your lifestyle never retires.
Call the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group at 403-966-8400 or visit pkag.ca. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and member of CIPF and IROC. If you are a current CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor.
Gardeners are a rare breed. They need special treatment.
And that's why we have Merle Coombs and Let's Talk Gardening.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs. And it is Sunday, May 25th, fifth month, 25th day, 2025. So lots of fives going on. So if anybody's superstitious, it's... If you like fives, today's a good day for you to get out in the garden and do all that fun stuff. We are going to go to the phone lines right now, but if you'd like to join me, we have a couple spots open, 403-974-8255, and I'm going to go to John. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning.
How you doing,
You've
sir?
Been, talking about trees.
Yes. Right? Lots and lots of trees.
Yeah, I have five trees. There you go.
I know you have beautiful spruce trees.
Yes, and I have a complaint. Your crew was out here on Thursday, and I got my receipt or my invoice, and my complaint is they did too good of a job.
Well, I appreciate that, John.
Well, they were fantastic. And you said that my trees, they were very tight. You couldn't see through them.
Yeah.
Well, you can now.
Oh, they did the spruce deadwooding on those, eh?
Yes, you even had a little climber that was, he was up in the inside and digging up the armada.
You have to get right inside there, because I do see a lot of the arborists around town. A lot of them don't do the spruce deadwooding because it's not a sexy job.
Well, you have to get
right in there. And we have a couple of guys on our crew that are the deadwood experts. They get right, but you have to get right into the tree and do that to clean them out. So especially when you have trees like yours, John, that you keep them nicely shaped. So it's nice when you can open up the center of that and let them breathe there. So,
well, when I first looked at them, I could see through them.
Yeah.
And that's just what the birds want.
Yep.
You know,
but now when all that new growth comes here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, that'll fill in beautifully and it'll even be healthier and healthier because we're moving along that deadwood.
4 to 6 inch growth every year on them.
Oh yeah, no, because you keep them contained, so all that energy goes into that branching. So yeah. No, I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad the guys did a good job for you. I'd be worried there for a sec.
Well, my complaints sometimes are that you get too good a service or things like that, because they did a fabulous job, and the amount of stuff that they took out, piles.
Yeah. It's amazing, eh? When you see that happen, and when they go in, but your trees will respond now for the next few years. They're just going to give you that much more because you get in there and do that, and they would live without doing it, but they're not going to look as good. So you're going to see a lot nicer trees for the next few years, John. So good job.
Just brighten everything right up. No,
absolutely.
You got a good crew. And I'm glad that you're talking about it, too, because...
Yeah, no, trees are... And that's why we have a very ethical pruning department. Like, we don't like doing the chopping, the topping, the things like that. We do a lot of the unsexy jobs that the other guys don't want to do. Like, we'll get in there and do the spruce deadwooding. We'll do some of the shaping. We'll do a lot of those things, structural pruning, where a lot of guys want to just do the chopping down trees. I know there's somebody who, he always has a deadwood count. He's happy how many trees you cut down. We're trying not to cut down trees. We want to keep them healthy. We want to do our thing and ensure, because Calgary's canopy needs some help, so... We're trying to ensure that that's what we're doing. So,
well, you did
thanks,
a super
John.
Job here.
Okay.
So,
thank you, John. Appreciate it.
It'll
awesome. Thanks,
June,
John.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, you're getting our landscape guys out there.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Merrill. Bye.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Appreciate that with John. We've been working with John over the last 10 years or more, just helping out. Every year he comes up with another project. We go in and do some gardening, do some stuff with him, do a little landscaping, some pruning, and he does a lot of work himself. He just keeps going. It's awesome. So love hearing from John, and he's keeping going in the garden, which is great. Let's go to Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Morning. How are you?
Doing great. How can I help you?
I have a spring snow crab apple that you guys came out about 2 weeks ago, or maybe a week and a half ago, and did a deep root fertilization on. It's a 2-year-old. It was a caliber tree put in 2 years ago.
Okay.
And one of the things I'm noticing, it's a little bit less greened up than I would have expected. There's a bit of yellow tinge to the leaves still.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is that a sign of stress, or do we need to just...
Just ensure you're doing that slow, deep watering. Caliper trees take 3 years to really root in properly. So the deep root will definitely help. And just ensure that you're, because that's a big root ball that was put in there. So just ensure you're doing that slow, deep watering. Like if you have a tree bag or even like that right now, is just fill it up 2 or 3 times a week. So it just slowly, but just, and don't get it too wet. So that's also an issue because you have that big ball sitting inside a big hole of clay. So you just want to make sure that sort of, you'll be able to tell if it's too wet, but just ensure it's getting that slow, deep watering. But that's my only thing with caliper trees. They do take that 2-3 years. The third year, so next year, Dave, you should see it take off and see it really root in, and you'll see good, healthy growth. And not that you're seeing unhealthy, but it's it's concentrated on its roots right now.
Right. And that's what I was wondering is with the deep root fertilization, does that tend to pull maybe a little more energy down into root growth?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right now, that's okay. What it's doing. And that, because right. it's trying to sustain all that foliage up top. So it needs to get its roots put into the ground again. And, so they always take a year or two longer than the, like say a big potted tree to right. root in and, okay. and take off.
Greened up better last year. It had a prolific flowering this year of it.
Yeah. But like so, you say, it's so a lot of the energy is going into that as well. So that's what you're going to see yeah. as well right now. So a lot of the energy is going into its blooming. So when that's done, it can start steering the energy back into the foliage, and then you'll right. see that. It'll start taking the nutrients and then green up. And the new growth is always a little bit on the lighter tinge. And then when right. when those apples get a bit older or the spring snow, you'll see the leaves darken up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't think it was a huge concern, but it was just something I noticed.
No, it's a good question. Cause you look at your trees and usually at this time of year, I'll get a ton of calls. Do I have the bronze leaf disease on my columnar aspens, right? Because they come out and they're big sticks of brown-looking leaves, right?
Right.
But then they green up. So as soon as they open up, it's just that new foliage is a lighter tinge or a different color. But then once the columnar aspens or the spring snow or a lot of those ones, once they open up, they start changing into their mature color.
Sounds tremendous. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
All right. Yeah, nope. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. I got to take a quick break. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
Steve from Green Fox Windows here with a question for you. Does it really matter where your replacement windows are made? The fact is, many windows that are installed here in Canada are made elsewhere, and they struggle to handle Alberta's extreme temperature and air pressure swings. So when the vinyl expands and contracts, you get warping, seal failure, and air leakage. At Green Fox Windows, our windows are manufactured right here in Canada. They're made from premium virgin vinyl, so they hold their shape and color forever. More importantly, they use a flex bumper and glass spacer that are engineered to flex with changing weather, so that the window never warps, never loses its seal, and never cracks. That's why our windows come with an unconditional 25-year warranty. They're engineered and built to last. Our Canadian climate requires a Canadian solution. That's Green Fox Windows. Call us at 1-800-232-9454 or visit greenfoxwindows.ca.
Quality craftsmanship, Canadian made. Green Fox Windows.
Hi, Calgary. It's Gord Gillies, here to tell you about a little girl named Avery. At just 9 days old, she was rushed to the hospital struggling to breathe. Her medical team gave Avery the life-saving care she desperately needed. And today, she's a vibrant, happy two-year-old. Your ticket for the Children's Hospital Lottery directly supports the cutting-edge equipment that helps kids like her every day. Get your tickets at childrenshospitallottery.ca and feel the joy of making an impact.
License 730-858. 18 plus. Play responsibly.
When news breaks, you'll hear it on QR Calgary first.
People may think it's just folks who are on fixed incomes or Social Security and social services payments. And folks may think it's just the unemployed. And really the story here is you as a Calgarian might just be surprised that your friend and neighbor is using the Calgary Food Bank today.
Breaking news, weather, and traffic. We've got it all on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR. Let's Talk Gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs. If you'd like to join me, and I'm going to be here for one more hour, all the way till noon, 403-974-8255, and that is the talk and text line. So more than happy to take your calls and your texts as well. I'm going to go to Gabe. Good morning, Gabe.
Hey, Merle. Got a question for you. I got a apple tree. It's only about 3-4 years old. But the trunk at the top, there's like one tiny branch coming off of it. It's about a foot long, but it's straight up part of the trunk, and that's dead. It hasn't grown anything in like a year. Should I trim that back and let the rest be green?
Yeah. Yeah, you should see some green. So it's probably better just trim that right back. and see if something happens with that.
The other question with that same tree is a couple of years ago, we had so many apples on that thing. I thought a branch was going to break off. Is it wise to take a bunch off? And like how much spring can
so
we
So on that apple, it's not leafing out at all right now for you?
The top is not, but the rest of it is fantastic. It's full of flowers and the bees are all over it. So I'm expecting...
Okay, so yeah, I would look at just doing some of that dead damage disease branching taken out of it. Okay. So if there's any ones that need to be thinned out, absolutely.
Should I cut the trunk part of it too? Because it's a skinny little, not even a centimeter diameter at that very...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you could do that. Just take the top part off. It probably just had some winter dieback come down. So just take it down to that and then it'll branch off to the sides for sure.
It'll take off pretty well after that. Okay. And if I do get a heavy amount of apples coming through, like how much flex is acceptable?
Yeah, you might need to remove some of the apples until it thickens up.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately. And then you get better apples. If you have too many apples, you're always better to remove about one third of them and then let the other ones take all the energy and mature up.
Oh, okay. So about a third is the number, eh?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I was really worried about it 2 years ago. That thing looked like it was going to snap.
They look like us when you come from the grocery store when you're carrying all those bags in that one trip from the car, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's an excellent thing for that.
Yeah, no, and we all have to do it, right? You have to do it in one trip. I got it. Don't worry, I got it.
Oh, that's what I got kids for now, though.
Yeah, good luck. All right, excellent. Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you very much. Care. Appreciate your time. Cheers.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Bye. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to see a bit of that this year. We're going to see really good production on our fruit trees. So thinning out your fruit and your veggies is usually always a good thing. So if your tree is just loaded and you have like 500 apples on your tree, take about a third off, go through and pick the bigger ones, the ones that are right beside each other. Let the ones grow and take more of that energy. It's better to have 300 full size apples than 500 half size. So it is important, and it's easier on your tree too. And like Gabe was saying, they group right down and they could break the branches if they're loaded right up. So absolutely just reduce the fruit on your veggies, on your apples, things like that. If you definitely have too many, it makes a big, big difference. Got a quick question. I found a lot of ants on the base of the trunk of my huge Mayday. Will they hurt the tree? They can get in there, and especially on the Maydays and Schuberts, if there's any kind of bark damage or trunk damage, they can get in there and they start burrowing into the tree. So I would definitely look at using that. Get some ant out, some ant spray. We have a couple options that you can do to help get rid of the ants. And I would definitely look at doing that and get them out of there. They love going inside, especially when your trees get sick or a little bit of a hole in there. They will definitely go in and start burrowing in. If you'd like to join me after the break, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
It's Dave.
And Evelyn.
From the camera store. There is a new Nikon full-frame camera in Calgary.
Our new Nikon Z5 II demo has arrived at the camera store for you to check out.
The Nikon Z5 II is a powerful and versatile camera featuring the latest autofocus technology, an incredible light-gathering full-frame sensor, and enhanced features for both photography and video.
Get the robust yet surprisingly affordable Nikon Z5 II in your hands at the camera store. Discover more info in-store or online at thecamerastore.com.
In a world where it's easy to get wrapped up in distractions, we need to stop and ask an important question. Will you say yes to mental health? Put down your cell phone, turn off the TV and the laptop, and just ask, what does saying yes to mental health mean to you? Is it getting yourself counseling, supporting a loved one, or donating time or money to an urgently needed mental health program? Whatever saying yes to mental health means to you, please visit woodshomes.ca and say yes today.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right. Let's do it.
A Village Can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Traffic headaches. Traffic mornings and afternoons. Traffic when you need it all day long.
This is QR Calgary. Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 15 degrees at 11 o'clock here in Calgary. Liberal MPs are gathering in the Capitol for their first caucus meeting since winning the April election to prepare for the new sitting of Parliament.
Liberal MPs are widely expected to vote on whether to adopt a process to turf their leader through a 10-year-old law called the Reform Act. It would let caucus members call a leadership review and then potentially oust their leader through a majority vote. If the Liberals adopt these rules, it wouldn't be a knock against Mark Carney. Well, not yet, anyway. It comes after former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wouldn't let go of party leadership for months, while more and more of his caucus members had called for him to step down before he finally gave in and announced he would leave in January. Kyle Duggan, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
King Charles is set to open Parliament and deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday, the first time a British monarch has done so in almost 50 years. Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Liberal government asked the King to read the speech, which is meant to send a clear signal beyond Canada's borders. Hundreds of Alberta babies were hospitalized with RSV last winter. Doctors want all newborns to get preventative RSV shots, but the province is limiting access. The president of the pediatrics section with the Alberta Medical Association, Dr. Sam Wong, says doctors will continue to advocate for the administration of the medicine.
Right now, we're waiting for the National Committee on